Imperfections of Insight. The following is condensed from Chapter 4, Imperfections of Insight, from How to Meditate 2 by Venerable Yutadamo Bhikkhu. When the meditator sees the causal relationship between the body and the mind, the meditator begins to naturally resist some habitual tendencies and realizes that certain built-up habits are a cause of great suffering to oneself and others. The meditator also realizes that it is the reactivity to desires and aversions that is a real cause for stress and suffering. It is this sort of realization that leads to the next stage of knowledge, which is based on a deepening understanding that the objects of experience are unworthy of the obsession we normally give to them. Before this understanding comes to fruition, however, it is common for the mind to rebel, recoiling from the sudden onslaught of instability, insipidness, and chaos that arises from no longer chasing after pleasantness, nor running away from unpleasantness. In the beginning, the experience of reality is more likely to lead one to seek out an alternative to that which is impermanent, stressful, and uncontrollable. As a result, a new meditator will tend to cling to anything that appears at first glance, even remotely stable, satisfying, or controllable. Such objects of clinging are called the imperfections of insight, of which 10 are enumerated in the text.
1. Obasa, illumination, experience of visions or bright lights to be noted as seeing until they disappear or are no longer an object of interest for the mind. 2. Jnana, knowledge, mental activity directed towards solving mundane problem in one's life to be noted as thinking or knowing. 3. Piti, rapture, experience of ecstatic states, floating, flowing energy, uncontrollable laughing or crying, which should be noted objectively. 4. Pasadi, tranquility, experience of tranquility, calmness or quietitude to be noted as quiet or calm. 5. Sukha, happiness, experience of pleasant feeling to be noted as happy. 6. Adimokkha, resolve, experience of confidence, self-assurance, or thinking oneself has obtained a supramundane state of being. These various states should be noted, reminding oneself of their various natures. 7. Pagaha, exertion, experience of becoming hyper-energetic or feeling as if one could practice all day and night without stopping. One should note energy when it becomes apparent. 8. Upatana, attention, state of attentiveness brought about by the constant practice of mindfulness that becomes an obstacle when one takes up an object of observation, something that is outside the present moment. All of these activities should be seen as distractions from the path and noted. 9. Upekkha, equanimity. Experience of equanimity can also lead to delusions of enlightenment as one reflects that one is no longer plagued by likes or dislikes. Such thoughts should be noted as they arise, and one should remind oneself calm. 10. Nikanti, desire, experience of desire arising for other items on this list or for sense pleasure or for insight itself to be recognized as harmful obstacles to true understanding of reality and noted accordingly. Meditators should take notes of the many ways in which one can become distracted from the path, enticed into a false conception of stability, satisfaction, and control by the many pleasant and even positive byproducts of the meditation practice. Meditators must stand ready to observe such experiences with a clear mind, reminding themselves of the true essence of this these experiences using simple mantras that capture their nature. Once they are able to do this, they will be ready to enter the realm of true and profound insight into the nature of reality.